True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, obviously, Ranger Suarez is pretty tough, but what did he do specifically to get that level of strikeouts against you guys tonight?
Yeah, I thought the fastball was probably the best we've seen in the past couple of years. You know, the life, the movement, he used it front hip to finish hitters, you know, and froze a few of them there for strike three. The cutter, I mean, pretty much everything for him was working. We know his ability to change speed, to move the ball in and out, whether it's with the cutter or with the sinker. But today I feel like he was on.
The offense had been so good for such a long stretch. It was obviously going to come back down to earth a little bit. But the last few games, do you credit more the pitchers that you've seen, or have you seen something different in the offensive approach?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. You know, you got to give those guys, the pitchers we're facing, some credit. But we also know we're good, you know. And I feel like the past couple of days, we got off the fastball again, you know. Taking strike three, seems like some of the guys are in between at times. And like I said, we're taking, you know, good pitches to hit, even with two strikes. So, you know, when we were clicking, I feel like, you know, we were aggressive, we were dictating at bats, and right now I feel like it's a combination of both.
And I first two innings against some runs on him, but then you got to sell that third, fourth, and fifth. What's the think of his performance?
Yeah, I thought, obviously, you know, they got him there in the first couple of innings. Feel like he wasn't able to put hitters away. Castellano gets him on a 1-2 slider sweeper there in the first inning. Then same thing, you know, 1-2 changeup that caught too much of a play. Hung up sweeper to Bader. And then after that, he started attacking with the fastball especially, you know. And he was able to get through five there. But, you know, obviously there was some damage down there in the first couple of innings.
What is your confidence level in him going forward now?
I mean, this is a guy that we're counting on, you know. He was huge for us last year. I know it's been a struggle for him. And obviously, he's frustrated too, you know. But we're going to need this guy, you know. We brought this guy in here to make an impact, and our job is to, you know, continue to help him. Obviously, the last three innings were a lot better, and hopefully he can take some positive out of these outings with that.
After that second inning, you brought him down into the tunnel. What was that conversation, and did you see him alter anything based off of the discussion that you guys had?
Yeah, no, it was just more like he was showing a little bit of the frustrations there, which you understand, but at the same time, you know, like you got to fight, you know, you got to fight. And I'm glad that he was able to respond to it. You know, I was proud of him for that. But I think that's messaging for all of us here. We, you know, we're in the middle of it, and we got to fight, you know. And like I said, I'm glad that he was able to do that.
You got some runs late, but they answered back as well. How tough was that for you? I haven't seen that you guys maybe make some headway. They answer right back.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't make a play, and before you know it, it was a three-run homer, you know, and they break the game open there. Yeah, that's a good team. And when you're giving them extra outs or extra bases, they want to make you pay. And they did that today.
Carlos, in the big picture, there's 17 games left. Your lead may be down to two, three games by the end of today. What's your level of just concern that you guys won't be able to hold on to this lead?
No, we will. We're good. You know, we got to play better. You know, and we got to fight. You know, we're in the middle of it. You know, like there's no time to feel sorry or we got to fight. You know. What's in the past is in the past, you know, and we got to continue to take it one day at a time.
Are you seeing enough fight? Are you seeing the kind of fight that you want to see from these guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. You know, guys are grinding. Guys are grinding, and it's going to be tough at times, and we're going through a little bit of a tough stretch right now. But I like how the guys are preparing, competing, and we just haven't been able to put it together.
Carlos, yeah. You mentioned in that seventh inning not making a play. How do you address something like that with Mark on that Stott single?
Yeah, no, he knows. He knows, obviously, balls hit right at him, and you got a plus-plus runner getting down the line, you know. So just a little bit of the awareness there, that knowing that you got a lefty that put the ball in play, and he was on the go right away. So maybe a little bit of sense of urgency there. But he knows he's a play that he makes 99% of the time.
I'm sorry. We asked you about sort of piggybacking type of possibility. Do you foresee a change in role for Sean Manaea to kind of help him work through some of this?
I mean, we said that we were going to be creative, but at the same time, you know, like we're going to need this guy, you know. We're going to continue to give especially Sean opportunities, but we got to help him.
Do you expect him to make his next start?
As of right now, yeah.
You mentioned the fight, and you mentioned the battle they have, and the league's loss and another game that's tacked onto the lead. How do you keep your players from not doing too much out there and not pressing as it progresses?
What was that again?
How do you keep it from not pressing as the season keeps going on here as it winds down?
Continue to trust and believe in those guys. You know, a lot of experience, a lot of talent, a lot of good players. We've been through adversity before, you know, and we got to find a way, and we will.
Soto getting his 30th steal there. Did you expect him to go in that spot?
I did not, but, you know, he got there. Obviously, this is a guy that you trust with the decision-making. And, yeah, it's a big deal for him getting the 30 there. But if you'll ask him, he's not about his own stats. He's about winning, you know. And right now, obviously, we're going through a tough stretch. But he's all about winning here. But the fact that he got to 30 is pretty impressive.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.